Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we're going to keep company with Jesus by practicing the prayer of indifference. This prayer is a simple yet powerful tool in the process of discernment. We all have decisions to make, and as Christ followers, we desire to make those decisions in line with God's will for us. Now, although the word indifference may carry negative connotations, in this prayer practice, it's meant to be positive because our indifference can free us up from any unconscious or conscious bias we may bring to a decision. The desire and goal here is to become indifferent to anything but God's will. Consider Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. The book of Matthew tells us that his soul was overwhelmed with sorrow as he anticipated his coming death. He showed us his full humanity as he prayed to God, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me." Jesus knew it was God's will for him to die, but that doesn't mean that Jesus wanted to die. In fact, he had asked God if it was possible to, as he put it, have this cup taken from him. But do you know what comes next? Jesus immediately followed up this request with his prayer of indifference when he prayed this: "Yet not as I will, but as you will." According to Ruth Haley Barton, the prayer of indifference expresses the fact that we have come to a place where we want God's will, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. It means we want God's will more than our own personal comfort or safety, more than ego gratification, or wanting to look good in the eyes of others, more than our own pleasure or preference, more than whatever it is we think we want. It is a state of wide openness to God in which we are free from undue attachments and have the capacity to relinquish whatever might keep us from choosing for God and for love in the world. It is a prayer in which we abandon ourselves to God. Now, what Barton describes here is where we desire to be when the time comes to make important decisions. However, typically, this is not where we start. All of us carry around unhealthy attachments related to things like our reputation, relationships, power, position, etc. Oftentimes, we hold so tightly to these things that they're hard for us to observe and acknowledge. As Thomas Merton said, we cannot see things in perspective until we cease to hug them to our own bosom. And so today, I want to invite you to consider a decision you are currently making. Examine your possible attachments and then practice praying the prayer of indifference. You can simply reflect on these things in prayer, or if it serves you, grab a journal and respond in writing. Now, before we begin, let's take a few moments to simply slow and center yourself. Take a few deep breaths as you become aware of God. God who is with you, who loves you, and desires for you to live aligned with God's will. But first, I want you to ask God to bring to mind a current area of discernment in your life. What are you needing to make a decision about? Take a few moments to consider and to perhaps write something down. Having named an area of discernment, I now want to invite you to consider any unhealthy attachments that may keep you from truly being indifferent to anything other than God's will. Ask the Spirit to direct your attention to specific areas of life, things you may be holding tightly to and need to release. Again, these may have to do with things like your reputation or how others see you. Perhaps it has to do with a relationship, the need for security, or pertaining to power or position. Take a few moments to simply listen and notice what stirs up, and then write down what you observe. Now, having observed and acknowledged possible attachments, I want to now invite you to simply pray alongside Jesus the prayer of indifference. There's no one way to do this, but Jesus's words certainly sum up the idea when he prayed, "Yet not as I will, but as you will." And so I invite you to pray this with Jesus, "Not as I will, but as you will." Now, this isn't some sort of magical prayer, and typically we aren't released of our unhealthy attachments overnight. However, as we grow in discernment in our day-to-day lives, it serves us to cultivate an awareness of all that is at play in our decisions and to invite the power of God to transform our deeply held beliefs and desires that don't actually serve us as we pursue alignment with God. Friends, as you move through your life today and in the days ahead, I pray that you would pay attention to all that is forming you and informing your decisions, and that alongside Jesus, you could pray to God, "Yet not as I will, but as you will." Peace be with you.